grandmother used to get a disease, and she gets stiff in her joint from that one.
Oh, that's rheumatism. One of them.
What about the disease the children would get, and they would choke to death at night? You know what that was?
Yeah, I mean, what it was, it still is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You talking about syndrome?
Diphtheria.
Oh, diphtheria. No, I didn't know that's what how that was called.
Okay, and what about a disease that would make the skin turn yellow?
Malaria.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow fever.
Yeah, when you got a pain down here, that was
appendicitis.
If somebody ate something that didn't agree with them, it made them
have a stomach ache.
Made him sick,
yeah.
Where?
At the stomach.
And they had to go out and
peek. Vomit, touched on that?
Yeah.
Vomit.
What's the more crude term you would use?
I wouldn't use vomit, I'd say throw up. Is that crude?
What?
I think it sounds better than vomit. What would you say?
I would say either one. Doesn't matter. If you wanted to know you wanted somebody to come over to your house or something like that, you would say to them, anytime you can come over,
we'll be welcome to have you.
Okay. Would you ever say proud? We'll be proud to have you? Or
no.
You ever hear folks use?
Yeah, a lot of people do, but I never have.
Okay. If a boy was going over to the same girl's house a lot, you'd say he was
going steady with her.
Okay.
They're going out a lot.
What if he was really serious on it and say he was? Were there any terms to express degree of seriousness? In other words,
really heavy.
Heavy on him?
Heavy on me, yeah.
What would she call him?
What do you mean, what would she call him?
Would he be her
boyfriend?
She'd be his
girlfriend.
Now, you come in house to house late at night, or something like that, or whatever. Your mother, if a boy came in the house late at night, a girl, the mother would look at him and he'd have lipstick on his collar and she'd say, you've been
kissing a girl.
Okay. Well, either, go ahead. It's not a vial. It doesn't have to be in
Let me give you something.
Yeah. Stop letting the boy come over to see her and say she stopped seeing him. She did what?
She broke up with him.
Poor boy hadn't been the same ever since she
broke up with him.
Okay. Or if she loved him and went ahead and got
married or engaged.
Okay. Other ways of saying that?
Not any that I would, I mean, there are other ways of saying it, but not any that I'd say.
They're
I'd always
married. Oh, okay.
Say I'd always say they were getting married or they were engaged.
Did you ever hear of a ceremony occurring after a wedding, where at a house where a lot of old people, a lot of folks would come around and raid the house or shoot off guns or something like that around the house?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what I mean?
No.
You never heard of shivery?
Uh-uh.
Did y'all have any games or pranks you play on people in town?
When they got married?
Or when you were younger, did y'all do family? Older people in town, did you do
pranky things? We'd go to church and get Coke bottles. Me and the preachers thought we'd open Cokes and they were hot and we'd get our fingers in them and shake them up and then spew them all over the floor. And the ladies would have to come clean it up on Sunday morning.